You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Well, I'm in a car with other people.
You're listening to MZ. MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Just started the show and I'm sweating already. I'm sweating. Yeah, it's so hot in here.
Thinking about all those girls from over the weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that,
ooh,
yeah. Michael.
That too. No, Spider changed the lights in here to red. So oh, okay. It feels like maybe my brain is tricking me to thinking I'm in an incubator
no,
of some
not,
sort.
It's not your brain. It's hot.
Or maybe is maybe, it? Maybe mm-hmm. like a bathhouse. Maybe
so you got all
bathhouse.
That foam surrounding you back there. The
are you not hot in there?
It feels good. I feel like
I've
the air.
I've got that thing hitting me right yeah. here, right?
Jaime's yeah. as big as a house. You
yeah,
did not.
I know.
You're, hey, if you're not hot,
hey, well, his, no, but I feel
he doesn't
right
have
here.
Any hair.
You finally got support. An air vent here. When did this happen?
It's been there. There.
It's been
oh,
there.
Well, it's working now. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It's working.
Well, the AC works on this side of the building for the first time ever.
Yeah. I know, right? It still don't work in my suite. My suite is big.
You're just
like you.
All them damn windows.
Yeah, you have big ass windows.
By the way, for some reason, I came in here the other day and I thought I had four Star Trek cups in here and I only saw three. And I thought I was going crazy.
How many do you got?
I came in here, there's only three, and I'm like, what happened to the fourth one? And I was going to ask Spider, but I keep forgetting. The girl at the front desk came up and...
Brought it back to you?
No, she just said she had it. Oh. I was like, okay, she wants to clean it beforehand. I said, yes, please do.
Yeah, that's what she told me, too. I told her to give it to you.
Why did she have it?
Spider's over here being a mobile bartender and going around pouring drinks for people.
Oh, yeah. He's being nice. He must like her. You like her?
Yeah.
Ah, these... Oh. Can't say nothing.
So if you sell
no
them,
comment.
Now you're going to put slightly used Star Trek cup.
Oh, they've been being used.
Ooh.
Yeah. They were still in the package from 1966. And Spider.
Copyright 2014 on the back.
Got a lot
I put
of
those on there.
Up there.
Yeah, I know. I need more shelves in here because I have.
Where's Trump at? Don't you got Trump in there?
He's over here.
He's
like.
Yeah,
he's going to get wrapped up in wire here pretty soon.
Yeah. They're going to burn him.
They're going to get to Trump.
Anyway. I might set it on fire.
Just put a white bag over his head, you know, so he can represent his nation. Oh my God.
Michael, thanks for telling me that today is the weigh-in.
Oh, yeah, today is the weigh-in. This is very.
Go ahead.
What? I think I might just still be either 1 pound under or 1 pound above.
I doubt that.
So
I think you're about 10 pounds.
I don't either. I don't ever go up or down. I just stay in the middle, right there.
Whatever.
We're gonna find out. Whatever.
Today is the big day. Today we find out who wins these. Was it a 6 week challenge? Is that what it was?
No.
I don't even know.
It was a 3 month challenge.
It was a challenge.
90-day challenge.
I don't think people tried out, but me.
Oh, you're the only one who tried it out.
Yeah, I worked out every once in a while.
Where's what's his name?
Dell? Dell?
Dell, yeah. What's the name of the frog?
Dell's going to call in.
Dillard.
Yeah. Dell had an emergency today, so he couldn't make it. But today, we're going to find out who won. And now, so originally, here's what it was. We had a trainer come in here, Fabloso, who is the current Miss Twerksgiving 2017.
She's the ghost. The ghost never around.
Yeah, she ghosted us, or me at least.
She don't call nobody, text
First
nobody.
Off, we were supposed to film a video with Jaime and Eric working out with, and Dell working out with Fabloso.
It never happened.
And everybody had something going on. Oh, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I got this. So we never able to
I
do
was
it.
Ready.
So you, Jaime says he was ready, but every time I came up to him, I said, hey, can you do it tomorrow? I don't know, dog.
No.
I had to work late tonight.
Well, in my defense as well, like whenever the first time she was here 3 months ago, exactly to the date.
Fabiola?
I asked her if, you know, if I could work out with her and all that. I reached out to her several times.
Right.
I had messages approved. I sent it to Michael.
Yes.
And she just totally never responded to me. I'm like, I have money in hand, ready to give to you.
She must not.
I'll like, meet you at the park.
She might Nothing. Not be with the gay pride stuff.
I doubt that.
I just messed with
So Money that was a challenge. Good. The challenge originally was whoever can lose 20 pounds in 6 months would win a monetary prize out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Which I think that we kind of averaged it out. It was going to be like $350.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's kind of what we're looking at.
$350. I want that $10,000 from Lifetime.
This hey, isn't Lifetime.
If it was $10,000, I would do
you
it.
You still wouldn't do anything.
No. If it was $10,000, I bet you I would be a brand
days.
New man.
First
I'll
off.
I'll be looking like.
We got to set some rules because I don't know that anyone.
Not like Chris Sapphire because that dude is skinny.
Mm-hmm. No, too.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, he actually does stuff.
I could never get like that, but I'll
you
be
were like that. You were like that at one
point.
Yeah,
but that's a long time ago. But I'm talking about if there was a $10,000 thing online, I would. Lose
You're
it.
Diabetic. How much more
that'd be even better
encouragement do you need?
Yeah, you're right.
Like you can lose a foot at any day.
You
$10,000?
You out of all of us should
$10,000. That's some money.
And you have
$300. is enough money.
I was going to get you a new tattoo gun.
Well, let's find out who won.
Well, we'll do that later on the show. But today's the big day. My point is, the goal was originally 20 pounds. We realized no one in this room is going to lose 20 pounds in 3 months.
I don't think nobody did. Look at this dude drinking a Dr. Pepper large.
Diet.
Take a picture. Diet. That don't matter. It's got sugar
in
it.
What's wrong with that? You eat sugar all the time. What are you talking about?
I never eat sugar.
You had sugar this morning at brunch. You had the coffee cake.
Yeah. That was.
You know, food turns into sugar, right?
I was cheating.
Jaime, what did you have for brunch, by the way? Today was the weigh-in.
It was messed up stuff.
What'd you have?
Gravy.
Yes.
Just for extra gravy.
Oh my God.
Yes, he did.
Syrup. Jelly.
Today I ordered biscuits and gravy.
But you know, they didn't have no eggs. You know the sugar in the biscuits, right?
Oh, that ain't nothing. Everything turns into sugar.
Not everything. If you were to eat right, not everything turns into sugar.
For him, it does.
Well, they didn't have no green stuff there. You know,
they had plenty of salad.
You guys for a salad?
I didn't want a salad.
Green beans.
I need to go. Look, I'm gonna do it.
So Jaime tells me today. He goes, last night I was kind of on some recreational stuff.
Okay.
Oh, and he said, I think I might have lost weight from that. I said, that doesn't work that way. In fact, you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to look like fat bastard in about 6 months.
No, don't say that.
But I saw Jaime, I hung out with him, like, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago. And I said this on the show. Last time he was on here, I said it to his face. I said, this is the biggest I've ever seen you. I was watching, we were in his studio, and he was playing video games. I'm like, this guy has... It's huge.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to win the contest. I went to Dell's house on 4th of July for a cookout. That guy is 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. That's why he's not here today. That's why he's not here.
He gained 20 pounds.
I got my son this summer, so shoot.
That's always your excuse.
You got that baby weight.
Can't do nothing with him.
Whatever.
And he wants to go eat IHOP, Olive Garden.
You're not the parent. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of stuff. Yeah. And he drives, right? Yeah. The kid drives the dad.
Oh, okay.
So he drives him everywhere. And Jaime has no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
Yeah,
so anyway.
I do like those
places. Back to the world. We got to figure something out here.
Okay.
The goal was 20 pounds. Obviously, nobody in this room has lost 20 pounds in 3 months. Should we say 5 pounds? 5 pounds. If anybody lost 5 pounds from when they were last weighed.
I don't know.
We say 1 pound because ain't nobody lost a damn
thing. No, 1 pound is nothing.
If anything, they went
You sweat off 1 pound today.
No. If anything, people didn't go low, they went up. So you're not going to lose no money. So 1 pound should be good.
No, one pound.
1 pound.
1 pound is not a good, it's not good for the house.
2 pounds. 5 pounds is still kind of hard to lose.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Especially the bigger you are.
Yeah, it's actually easier if you're bigger.
Yeah.
So?
By the way, that mysterious voice is Spider's buddy, longtime buddy, right?
Yep.
The accountant.
Long time.
The accountant.
Yeah.
You're
introduce him, Spider.
This is my homeboy, Clark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Clark is an accountant. He's a
CPA?
No. That's an embellishment of what I am. I'm actually just a business student.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I mean,
he has a lot of paperwork and he has like calculators in front of him all the time. I call him the accountant.
Well, I have my iPad right there.
Oh, perfect.
You're going to be like that dude, Ben Affleck, on that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of
accountant. And he's a little autistic as well. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the weird thing is, I'm not that autistic, but I'm that much of more of a horrible shot. So
right.
It's not really going to, my math kind of sucks. So.
Right.
So I'm far from Ben Affleck in the movie, The Accountant.
We talked about this like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. We were going to do a thing called Drunk Clark on the Street when Drunk Clark comes out, it is entertaining. Doesn't matter what the subject is. And he would go up on the street and talk to... Yeah.
If I was fired up about the content that we're talking about. Now, if you come in and bitching about and moaning about your horrible day...
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Mine's was just as equally miserable.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to start a fire of, you know, miserableness, so to say.
Yeah. Right. Mm. But Drunk Clark is more entertaining than Drunk Julie from Cheaters, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry, Cheezers.
Cheezers. I need to listen to that.
Cheezers.
So on this episode of
Cheezers.
Oh, yes.
And Drunk Clark will probably get better interviews than Lola at the strip club.
Absolutely.
He's better than Chocolate and Cheezers.
Chocolate.
Well, I don't know if naked women are involved. Cheezer. I don't know if I'll
No. It's a men's strip club.
Never mind. Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd still be distracted just because it's something to take in, but, you know.
Right. How much of it can you take
in? Any kind of nudity.
Yeah. Chocolate? Double chocolate?
All right. So today's the big day. We're going to get Dell on the phone. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the official weigh-in. Clark, would you be Vanna White today? Would you put the scale underneath these people's feet and read off the...
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Are we doing metric or standard?
Standard.
All right.
Yeah. American is what we're doing.
I got for numbers.
So yeah. 5 pounds then. 5 pounds?
5 pounds is if you lost 5 pounds from when you were where you were 3 months ago.
I don't think
you win.
I'm gonna go to the restroom real quick.
Hey, if we none of us win, can we do like a sudden death? Or would you like to?
We'll talk about
out?
That when we okay. come back.
Don't wait. Call today.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call the show at 1-888-MZ-LIVE.
What's up, first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5?
What do I win?
What do you win?
Yeah, do I get a coffee cup or something like that?
Oh, no. No, that's way too expensive. But thanks for calling. So that was our first caller on 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.
Call the show at 1-888-695-4835. Mike Ryder, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Michael Zavala, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the...
I'm not reading this. I'm not reading it. Of all the things he's asked me to read over the years, this is terrible. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not reading it.
Michael Zavala, MZ Now. Michael Zavala.
You're going to be stuck on your warehouse job for a little bit longer because you did not win the $100 cash prize.
Well,
please leave the room.
I mean, I got to thank you for the opportunity.
Shut up.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Just leave the room.
Call the show now at 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.
Pack your bags. You're heading back to Georgia or wherever you're from. Get the F out of my studio.
This is MZ Now.
This is Kari Payton, King Ezekiel from The Walking Dead, and I'm here with Michael Zavala.
This is MZ Now.
I want to...
All right.
I was just trying to think of what I was going to say next.
Was that Scarlett on that commercial?
Yes.
Yes.
Poor Scarlett.
All right, so...
Got no butt.
What?
She said poor Scarlett's got no back.
Girl.
All right. this is a very unpopular opinion here. But I want to say the Cardi B, My Mama Says meme is more entertaining than Cardi B herself. I could read those memes all day, and I can only listen to Cardi B for about 30 seconds.
I haven't seen none.
Oh, they're really? So great. Oh my God. My mama said you're a diabetes part two.
Yeah. You should make one, put it out there. Yeah.
About Jaime?
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything about it. Is diabetes part two the worst?
Is it
the worst, or is it diabetes part one that's the worst?
I got a friend who invests into the stem cell research.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a stem cell clinic, and they're going to work on a pancreas. I think they're going to shoot it up with some stem cells to regenerate it and bring it back to life.
So that's what you're waiting on.
It would do away. No, but still, you'd have to go on a diet, eat right.
Right.
You just can't pump it into you and think it's going to fix it, but still, if you're eating bad, it's going to kill you.
Right.
He doesn't tell me a lot. Yeah.
So what are you
going
to do about that?
Eat right now. So that way you'll be ready for
He's just going to wait for the pancreas
medicine. Have you been eating
medicine. Right? Don't worry about
me. All right, then.
You're older than I am, so my body's still young.
I got to be old. Yeah. Right.
I didn't say old. I said older.
Dell's on the phone, too. Dell, what's up?
Hey, older man.
Oh, no.
I'm doing all right.
At least I still got all my hair.
So Dell... We're going to do the honor system with Dell because he had an emergency today. He wasn't able to make it to the studio for a weigh-in. So he's going to weigh himself. He's going to tell.
We need a picture. Proof.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got pictures.
I've got a scale right here, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a scale. Right.
Well, jug scale?
You got to tell us the truth.
Now, Eric did bring up a good point. So what we're going to do is whoever lost at least 5 pounds wins the monetary prize. At least 5 pounds.
Okay.
if no one lost any weight, we're going to do like a sudden death type thing. I think that's what Eric was saying, right?
Yeah, I was like, what but, is
so
that?
So here's what
if
we did.
No one lost
I, but I meant, way. What I meant by that was that maybe allow 2 more weeks for us to, you know, sudden death.
You've had 6 weeks.
No, we did that too many times.
Jaime's all like, I've worked too hard for this.
But no, we can
get
do
to
it.
This moment.
Maybe we could do
but
it.
But if nobody loses any weight, so then we strap down
well,
for 2 weeks.
Clark and I had an idea. Clark wrote a random number down on his iPad Pro.
Okay.
Which right now you can buy one 50% off at...
can I at least show Spider real quick?
iTunes.
Yeah. Spider can know about it.
All right.
That's the magic number. If anyone hits that number, exactly, will win $500.
That's not
is it in the hundreds, the 200s, or the 300s?
Don't worry about it. We'll tell you later. If you, $500 automatically, whether you gained or lost.
For real? Oh, yeah. My God.
You have to hit 100%.
All right. Shouldn't have ate all that food this morning.
All right. So Clark is going to be the Vanna White today. I guess we'll get right into it. Why not?
Let's do it. Oh, no.
The triumphant music. Clark is going to man the scale and is going to write down and record. Now, the scale is off by 5 pounds, so I don't know if this works out very well for us.
Is that the one you weighed in on, though?
Yeah, it should
be
even
fine.
Out. Yeah. We'll start with Eric Starr.
I knew you were going to start with me.
Starr. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at you. I'm directly looking at you. That's why.
He's probably the thinnest one, though.
He is.
I think.
Yeah.
He might have lost a couple pounds.
Eric just tried to bribe me.
All right, he's taking it. Yeah, take your shoes
How
off.
How much did he weigh, though?
Take anything. I'm not going to tell you that until afterwards. After you guys have both weighed, I'll tell you how much the difference is. If you have anything in your pockets, take it out. Take your shoes off.
Take your shorts off.
Take your shorts off.
Come on now,
just
Eric.
Jaime.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to take everything off in a minute. That's some money.
All right.
You don't have 5 pounds worth of clothes on, unfortunately.
Clark is recording the weigh-in. All right.
Sure
so
that's what they're doing?
They have locked in Eric. Eric's weight has been
locked in.
Oh, okay. All right. And that's minus the 5 pounds, Clark?
Yep.
Is that minus the 5 pounds?
No.
So that's what the scale read. Okay.
So you got to take 5 pounds off of that then.
Or we can leave it in because that's what...
However you weighed.
Yeah, that's what we weighed on. Okay, so then Timmy, take everything off.
Take those baggy pants
Clark,
off.
Can I see that again? Perfect. Clark, you're going to have to do some math because that scale is not big enough for Jaime. He said it's 280 plus. We should have a mic on them. Just try to do the math.
Yeah.
We'll try to figure out how much Jaime weighs.
This is pretty entertaining.
What do you mean?
I was the same weight. I'm still at the same weight.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Are we doing eating salads to stay constant?
Yeah. There's nowhere close. All right.
No one
all right, so we recorded the weights of Eric and Jaime.
Diabetes got me.
Dale, you've already weighed yourself. Let's go ahead and start with you.
Right.
How much weight have you lost? Now, I'll give you Dale's weight. When he first started, he was 192 was the weight that was registered on the scale. You are now at...
Okay, well, I don't have a digital scale with me.
Neither
just have
do
one
we.
Of those balancing... So I just have one of those balancing scales.
Okay.
So I got it, and
you put your foot on both ends.
Same weight. Okay, well, it looks like I'm the same weight as 3 large dogs and 2 medium-sized cats.
And perfect. 3 sacks of potatoes?
So you've gained weight, is what you're saying.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. I think I went up, but here's the deal. I've been crossed my fingers. I recently found out that I have cervical cancer. Oh, and so I'm really hoping that kind of helps me lose some weight.
Yeah, well, the contest is over at this point, so whatever you lose after this doesn't matter.
Well, this is just for my health. Gotcha.
Right. No, I was saying to, you weren't on the phone, but I was saying when I was at your house for 4th of July, it looked like you had gained more weight, is what I'm saying. I think everyone has gained more weight.
I thought we were supposed to hook up.
I think I'm at the 202 right now.
You're 202?
202, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's summertime. Beer, burgers, hot dogs.
That's when I lose the weight.
What about the winner?
Where did he start off at last time?
197.
He went up.
Oh, he went up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe, he was 192
maybe we should
last
give it,
time.
Yeah. Maybe we should just give the winning to the guy who didn't go up or down. How about that?
Okay.
Look at why you do that? Don't roll your eyes.
Did I win?
Well, let's see. So, Clark, between 192 and 202. What is the difference? He is the accountant here. He will tell you.
Hey, but
he's got
his
a degree.
Scale works, so his scale works. So
that would be a gain of 10 pounds.
10 pound gain from three months ago. So right. Put that down
that's,
for
that's
put Dell down for
best.
10. Right.
That's
all right.
My personal best that I've ever, when I try to lose weight, that's the best I've ever done.
Right. A 10 pound gain.
I'm really proud of myself.
Oh. yeah.
We've locked Dell in for
he's
10
locked
pounds.
In. He's locked in.
Eric, when yes. he was last weighed 3 months ago, weighed 242.
Oh.
Clark, what does he weigh today?
Well, with the 5 pound margin of error. He weighs 243 today.
243. So he gained 1 pound in 3 months. All right. And so right now,
I did eat a McChicken and a McDouble
today.
Like 2 hours ago.
There was like two bags of chips
so that's
sitting
like
right
a
next
pound
to him.
My friends ate that.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Man, I should have went to the bathroom.
All right. Now, Jaime, when he came in, weighed 320 pounds, and that's with the margin of error.
That was last time?
That was 3 months ago. You weighed 320 pounds on the dot.
All right.
He said, all right.
Clark, what does he weigh today?
Today, he weighs 321 pounds.
What?
Wait a minute. But I forgot about the five-pound margin of error.
Well, no. There's
you take the 5 pounds.
No, because that's how he was weighed last time. So we're not even counting in the five-pound
right,
margin of error.
No, the five-pound error right now, though.
No, but it was there last time, too.
I don't think anybody else took this as seriously as me, because at least I really tried to get bigger.
So really, the biggest loser was Dell.
But just negatively.
Right. And both Jaime and Eric gained 1 pound
in
3 months.
We're gonna do the death thing. Just kidding.
Look at this. Look, he's got it all on the scale.
It's a death thing.
All right. So here was the magic number to hit, Clark. Given the magic number, if you gained or lost weight and you hit this number, doesn't matter what it is, instantly you would have gained $500.
We were looking for 267.
Oh, 267.
Ain't nobody gonna be there.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was no way.
I was the closest. So
I didn't know the gentleman.
No,
on
I was.
On
I was there
and
with
basically,
you.
Basically,
we came.
Yeah,
in
basically,
tight.
I look like the Rock right now. I'm still nowhere close.
I was gonna say,
you swallowed a rock.
My when I described you, I said you were 9 months pregnant. That was it.
Yeah, if The Rock was 9 months pregnant,
right.
He nailed it. This is
right.
Exactly what
right.
I look like.
It was what was that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he had a baby?
Oh, yeah. Jinger?
Twins.
Jinger.
Yeah. Jinger. That's it. That's...
Was it Twins? No,
no it was Junior.
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 Oh, Junior's right.
Yeah. Junior was the... but so anyway... the biggest winner, I guess, is me because I get to keep $350 in my pocket.
All right.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I
and
really
the people at home.
Right. Wow. This is. I really wanted somebody to win though. Yeah. Like we're going to L.A.
I'll take your money.
I said that I would pay for Eric's trip to L.A. We're doing that in September.
He's not paying for.
Not doing that now. That's going to probably a random chick.
Clarissa.
Jaime, I said I would buy him a tattoo gun. That's about $350. That didn't work out. Dell, I said I would buy him whatever he wanted for $350. Yeah. You know,
I just said $350 at Kit Kats.
Oh, that was it.
Wow.
And
you were going to gain that weight right back.
Yeah.
So we know that eventually Jaime is going to lose the weight when they start cutting off limbs because of the diabetes.
Don't
be
saying
part two.
Part two. Yeah. So what do we need to do at this point,
I said it
Jaime? Yeah. What do we need to do to get you back in the shape?
I'm going to get in shape for my own self, man.
Really?
Whatever.
How long have you been saying that?
I'm doing it.
Obviously for 3 months.
Well, it's starting tomorrow because I got to go somewhere tonight.
But it's still the summertime. You still have your kid. Your kid wants
when
to go to Olive Garden.
Kid,
what are you going to do there?
When I get rid of my kid, that's when I'm going to start.
Get rid of him.
I got to send him back to Africa. That's my baby. I love him.
All right, Trump.
oh, no.
Anyway, all right, well, that's it.
So
I was trying to get...
I want to do something. I want to do something with a sudden death, like...
We
something.
Just did the sudden death with
all right.
the thing.
Race around the building.
Pitch the sudden death. What do you want
to
do?
Well, best case, I was closest to the number, so I still win.
You gain 1 pound.
Exactly.
I gain 1 pound.
Yeah, but you're heavier than I am.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
A lot heavier.
Yeah.
But you're also taller.
And just I did so just got finished eating a whole bunch of bread, so...
Yeah. That had, that's what it
you
was.
You should have lost the most weight because your diabetes part two.
No, I don't ever lose weight or gain weight. That's what's bad.
You gained 1 pound.
You gained 1 pound
one,
today.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah,
that ain't nothing.
Oh, man. And you right, know, so I eat just the way
what's
I've
your sudden death
time?
Plan?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. But we can go on a diet for 2 weeks and that's it.
Who?
No one's going to do it.
Me and you.
Dell's happily.
Oh,
no, because you said you were going to start your diet tomorrow. And what, this is the best
for 2 weeks. All right, yeah. For 2 weeks. All right, let's do it.
All right, Dell, are you in? You want to do a 2 week smash diet and let's see what we can do from there?
Yeah, you know what? I'm in on that. I just got a new YMCA membership.
Oh,
still open. I think I can do it.
All right, we'll do this. All right, so in 2 weeks, we'll do a final weigh-in. Now, because you guys didn't win the big kahuna, the money has significantly dropped at this point.
Oh, then never mind then.
It's like deal or no deal.
I'm out then.
We'll do $150.
That's still some money.
Okay, cash money. I'm not buying anybody anything. It's $150.
All right, I can do that.
All right.
All right, 2 weeks. We're going
to do it. But you have to lose 5 pounds or more.
5 pounds.
I can do that.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of weight.
Military diet.
I can do that.
Five pounds or more.
I'm just going to stop eating.
Dale, how?
Military diet, and this is Dr. Pepper. Look at this.
You swallowed a boulder. How do you get rid of that?
You can go 2 weeks without food. I'm fairly calm.
Yeah. He's got plenty of alcohol.
He's eating rocks.
Yeah.
Just sit outside in the porch and sweat.
All right. Well, thank you, Dell. All right, let's reconvene in 2 weeks. The challenge is now 5 pounds. If you lose 5 pounds, you win $150.
In 2 weeks.
What now,
if all of us lose five pounds.
If all of you guys lose 5 pounds, only one winner can happen. We can do this.
So whoever
with one
lost the most pounds, then. So
whoever loses the most weight,
you're
will
not
going
to win. I don't know why.
If
you're not, why are you so confident in yourself?
Because
haven't lost nothing either.
Because I'm telling myself, I'm preparing myself for the next.
You're going to lose. All you're right. Preparing yourself for that bar with Chris Sapphire and everybody else.
Let's say
that's where your weight's at.
Let's say a miracle happens. Benny Hinn hits you all in the head and you all lose 5 pounds each. Oh, all right?
You going to take us out to eat then?
No.
What?
Then we're going to do a sudden death.
Hey, Texas Dead Brazil. They got some good food there.
Then we're going to do like a sudden death quiz or rock, paper, scissors or something like that.
Race around the building.
Yeah.
Half-price appetizers, but Applebee's.
Oh, you know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do. If all of you guys lose 5 pounds or more, let's say exactly 5 pounds. Okay. You guys all lost the exact same weight. We're going to have Fabuloso in here. And she's going to make you do a series of exercises.
If she ever comes.
Live. She's ready to go
she
whenever.
She's never coming.
Yeah. And
why
we'll have her in
a
here.
Reward?
What's that?
That's not a reward.
No. That's if you guys, if we're trying to, for
so
a tiebreaker,
so
essentially.
So we're going to work out then. That was the
oh,
same.
I got you. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No. We'll have her here for a tiebreaker.
Okay.
That's only if you guys lose the exact amount of weight, which I have no faith that's going to happen.
I know it's not.
I do better under pressure, so.
All right, well, this is it. Because after this is done.
That's it.
All right, I don't care about your weight anymore after this. Something. After 2 weeks from now, I don't care what happens. Yeah. You lose an arm or a foot, don't care.
Oh, my God. Why are you always throwing that in there? You I'm okay.
Don't care.
I didn't even think about that.
Lord.
That's a great way to lose 5 pounds really quick. And I've got 2 legs.
Yeah. Right.
Or cut your stomach off.
Right.
That's $150.
I've got 2 penises. That's a quick way to get rid of 8 pounds.
Knock it out. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. I'm going to start having some sex.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. That's more of a miracle. All right. So, all right, Dale, we'll let you go. We'll wrap up here, but that's what it is. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. We'll reconvene in 2 weeks, and we'll figure this out.
Sounds good.
All right. Love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Bye-bye.
So, hey, he said, I love you. I said, oh, that's so sweet.
In a homosexual way, is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought there was something about
maybe
you.
Maybe I am queer.
Where's that
Scarlett, come get him, Scarlett. Come Scarlett. Get him.
Maybe I am queer.
What's that other girl's name that was here last week?
Julie.
You better work on him.
So is it going to be like Big Brother where what's her name comes in here and we do like a challenge and the last one standing?
No, whoever.
No, I feel like that's
wins
only.
Wins the HOH.
I think that's only if there's a tie.
Okay.
Only a tiebreaker.
Whoever can run to Mockingbird Lane and back.
You definitely can
whoever
run.
Gets here first.
I've never even seen you.
Whoever gets here first.
I've never even seen you at speed walk.
Small and just for go us. Around the building
whoever
once.
Gets here first. Around Jeez, the building.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be pretty big. $150.
Yeah, $150. And it's I'm going to write you a check right there
whoever
on the spot.
Can do, whoever check. Can do a check.
Oh, you want cash?
Cash.
All right, I'll get you cash.
Cash or money order.
No, you could just G-Pay me.
G-Pay you?
Yeah, Google Pay.
I don't do anything with Google.
Apple Pay.
I'll Apple Pay you.
Cash App.
You get a check.
Cash Hyman. App.
Cash
you got
app,
Cash App? Pay. I'll give you. All right. I'll Cash App or Venmo, whoever, or okay. Apple Pay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Cool. That's what we'll do. $150 like
oh
that.
God.
Right there. Okay. And there. Like that.
Like that.
I don't think. Eric's just. He's over dreaming.
Oh, no, yeah, dreaming I'm going to beat you, so I got
you're
it.
Not going to do it.
I am. Watch.
Where are you going tonight?
Don't worry about it.
All
just,
right.
Just know that maybe I'm going to beat queer. You.
Everybody take him out to the bars, the clubs. Y'all feed this man. Take him out. It's his birthday. Act like it's his birthday.
maybe I am queer. But I don't understand exactly, though. Like, if I was diabetic and the doctor said, hey, you need to watch what you're eating, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like out of all three of you guys,
I'm going to do it.
You should be the one taking it seriously. You have a kid.
Well, I'm going to do it. Watch.
I've been watching. For like 2 years, I've been watching. Like I said, after this 2 weeks, I don't care. You go into a diabetic coma.
Okay.
Don't care. I'm done with this after this 2 weeks.
All right. I'm sorry.
He's telling you, not me.
Right. Eric, I'm concerned about his health. Yeah.
I'm concerned about his health.
Yeah. Yours, I don't. I don't care about you anymore.
Eric, he's going to party. He don't care.
You're going to be like, so Jaime and I know this guy.
I'm going to get back to Jaime.
Jaime and I know this guy that he's a filmmaker, quote unquote.
Oh, okay.
And he's had a heart attack, a couple heart attacks.
What?
He's really, really thin guy, you know. He's posted something on Facebook the other day where he's like, this is my breakfast versus somebody else's breakfast.
Oh,
he had sausage. Well, I didn't want to say his name.
Bleep that out.
We had sausage and, you know, like, like basically Jaime's breakfast.
Yeah. Is he fairly young? Like,
no, he's like he's 40s or 50s, something
that's
like that.
That's still young.
But he's already had a couple of heart attacks.
Well,
and this guy's eating like that? Yeah. It's like, you guys deserve to die. I mean, what are you doing to yourself?
I'm eating number salmon.
Salmon and sex?
Salmon and sex.
Good, good luck on the sex part.
Yeah. You might get some salmon smell from the sex, but...
You just have sex with the salmon.
I don't want that one.
I pass on that.
All right. So 2 weeks from now will be the official weigh-in. Yeah. And that's it. There's no more sudden deaths after that. Yeah, the sudden death.
This is it.
No more.
Like on a Mortal Kombat.
No more trainers.
Sudden death.
No more Dejna.
Okay.
Nothing.
Oh, Dejna, I saw her picture on Instagram.
Yeah, she's losing weight, right? Did she have a baby already?
She got a baby.
She's taking pictures of now, putting them up on Instagram and everything.
Oh, I thought she was like working out.
I couldn't tell if it was Dejna or Adele.
Dejna or Adele.
He's not kidding there, though. Adele and Dejna at this point.
Yeah, our neck and neck.
Our neck and neck. Stomach and stomach.
Wow.
Like if it was a photo finish, they should have a photo of Adele.
Right here.
And Dejna. It was like a photo finish, like in a race. We'll put a rope up
on one side and Adele on the other.
Michael, if we don't win, put two pictures of Adele's stomach and Adele's stomach, and we have to pick to see which one's
which. Whose stomach?
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'm serious. They are the same size at this point.
Well, you better get Adele.
When I was at Adele's house, I was like, oh my gosh, what happened to this guy? How many? 20-something pounds? 20 pounds in 3 months?
He gained
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
And you know, I've been eating like crazy, but I didn't gain a damn thing but 1 pound.
Well, not that's a lot.
I was talking to my niece's boyfriend. He's in the military, and he said, "Man,
military diet."
No. He said, "As long as you're like, if you stay like wherever weight you're at, it's because your metabolism still is lit up, so you're not going to gain it or lose it." You know what I'm talking about?
Because
everything you're eating, it's working it off.
But your body's still working harder than if you were to eat like healthy food. And then you would lose the weight, and you wouldn't have to work out.
Stuff. Right. You wouldn't
listen
to this.
That's what the problem is with me. I got to eat some healthy stuff.
Right.
No, you have to eat healthy food, not stuff.
You know what I'm talking about.
And you can't eat like 100 times a day. Like greens, Clark was over here. What happened during the break? Clark was telling him, hey, there's a thing called a military diet.
Yeah. We have the, I pulled it up on my iPad Pro. Yeah.
Which you can buy right now at apple.com/MZNow.
$1,200.
I'm really hoping I get a royalty check here in the mail soon. But
I did get a royalty check this week, but not from that.
Okay.
Or Apple?
Is it from Tune?
So you just want me to list off like what you do on day one?
Yeah. Right. I want to kind of recreate the conversation that happened during the break. So you were telling him, hey, there's a military diet. This is kind of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then,
so he can have a little bit of all of that.
Yeah.
Like
no, that
a grapefruit,
no.
A slice
you have exactly that.
Explain the military diet.
All right. Peanut butter and a cup of
coffee. Hold on, let him explain it, and then you can ask questions.
Well, it's essentially, from what I understand, it's limiting your calorie consumption to under 1,500 calories through.
Which
a whole
you would lose weight if you did that.
Yeah, actually, probably anybody would.
Yeah,
and so your breakfast consists of a half a grapefruit, one slice of toast, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, and 1 cup of coffee or tea.
Can you put that peanut butter on the toast?
You can do whatever you want with the peanut butter.
And dip it in the grapefruit.
You can't add anything into the coffee.
He said,
so you can't add no jelly to the peanut butter?
No. That's the whole
dry
point.
Stuff.
Was it on the list?
Put the peanut butter on the toast.
What am I going to do with that jelly I got for my birthday?
You sound like Bill Cosby to me.
Put the peanut butter on the toast.
And it's only one slice of toast, too. It's not, you're not going to get to make a
is
sandwich.
Is it white or wheat bread?
I would assume wheat.
Yeah.
Or what's that other bread?
Can I put eggs on it?
Rye bread.
What about gravy? I can't put no gravy on the toast.
No, you should have heard what he said about the
what
dinner
What
did
he
part.
Say?
So he...
he gets to the dinner part. What do you have, for, first off, what do you have for dinner?
Oh, yeah, for well, for lunch, you have a half a cup of tuna, another slice of that wonderful toast, and another cup of coffee.
Okay.
Half a cup of tuna, that's a lot of tuna.
No, it's not.
Not, no.
In
no.
a cup?
It's like 3 ounces.
Half a cup.
A cup, a measuring cup, not a well, like, not like a, would, a
or
mug.
Or a, yeah, it would be 4 ounces. Yeah.
You know, I got that cup I got from...
no.
Not that cup. Not like a big, real... The big it's not like any cup.
But this big?
Right. Like no. a cup, a measuring
and your,
cup.
And then your dinner consists of 3 ounces of any type of meat, one cup of green beans, a half a banana, a small apple, and a cup of vanilla ice cream.
Well, you see, I can't eat the bananas. That'll drop my sugar way.
Well, it's only a half banana.
What about the ice cream then?
Oh yeah, ice cream's okay.
Could you have that?
Yeah, ice cream's I'll okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can have that coffee cake.
Is there sugar-free ice cream out there?
No, because he said about the ice cream, he was all like, wait, wait, wait. So is ice cream is my dinner or with my dinner? And I was like...
That's what I said.
And this, is, hold how, on, is this is how you get to be 321 pounds with diabetes part two.
Oh, man. Is that like ice cream like every day?
Let's see. Yeah, yeah, you get ice cream every day there.
Yeah, but the military diet what isn't, kind of, isn't supposed to
vanilla.
Be
vanilla. Only
yeah.
vanilla.
Oh, yeah, man. It isn't supposed to be like your everyday like meal.
Right. It's yeah, not you, once a week.
Well, I think you can. I think you do it for basically a week.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's healthy for diabetes.
It's just something to shock your metabolism to get it going, and then after that, if you make those healthy decisions that you're talking about earlier,
what's that on military diet? Just look it up online.
Just go to militarydiet.com on your iPad Pro. All
right, that's apple.com.
On a $1,200 tablet.
No, that tablet is amazing, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really want one, but I don't know what I would do with it.
Well, you played with mine, remember?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
What? Huh? What did you play with?
I had one. He was meant
for
the Procreate.
Show.
He
had one.
Right. Yeah, Procreate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaime and I.
I don't know how to use it still, man.
Playing around with the idea of procreating.
Okay.
Hold on. That don't even sound right, neither. Wow.
He just got it.
Do you get that with your dinner? Or?
Can I eat that with my dinner? Can I put ice cream on it?
Is that with Scarlett? And that other girl, Kristen Dunst? You can work that one out.
Kirsten.
You got a nickname for
all right, we
got
to go. No, he just that's not their nickname. He just doesn't remember their
name. I don't remember their name, so I'll give them name.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you guys in next week, but in 2 weeks, we'll see all of you guys back for the sudden death round.
Sudden death.
All right, see you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.